But you know, she's religious, so I don't know if she
is.
Katy Perry? No, she's not.
She's very Christian.
No, she's not. Mm-hmm. Not Katy Perry.
She started.
Don't tell me this.
She started off as a Christian musician.
Oh, that but
just like
she
Taylor
just,
Swift.
But she just
and Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson.
I okay, but by this by now,
yeah,
she's she's.
I mean, yeah, that the, Bon Appetit song.
What's that mean?
She's like, eat my pussy.
Yes, yeah, for the Lord though. For the Lord.
For the Lord though. Oh wait, but for the Lord. But for Jesus Christ. Yes.
Everything for Jesus. Eat my pussy.
Eat my pussy. Jesus Christ. Eat my pussy. Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Church of God.
Eat my pussy.
That's it.
Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killer like Massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, what's the sign of your destiny real? Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plugging the phone, drifting my zone. Painting the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown.
Oh boy.
Are we recording?
Oh yeah.
Oh, God.
There you
welcome,
go.
Everyone, to here the Not are. Safe for Work podcast. We have a very special guest.
We have
you
a
might
very special
know
guest.
Him from the fucking Lifetime.
Lifetime Uncorked.
Uncorked.
Tore it up. Or?
Or put a cork in it.
Or put a cork in it. That's Patrick right. Serrano is on
Patrick
the show tonight.
Serrano is here.
Hi,
and
everyone.
Normally, I'm the sidekick.
Oh.
But not today, motherfucker.
Yes, on Lifetime Uncorked, I am the host, and
that's
Drew
right.
is. You're not and a sidekick. I'm, you're a producer. You're Drew Bear, the
well,
producer.
I'm the producer, true. But I'm also like I'm the sidekick though, and I am very honored always to be the sidekick.
Sure.
Well, I don't think of him as a sidekick because he really keeps that podcast flowing
no.
And sums up
no.
stuff. Like when I'm
you do,
I'm like talking
you
about movies, that. And he's like, I don't understand this at all, and I'm like. All right, I'm going to try to say this a different way about this movie about killing nuns or whatever it is.
What a sport.
You know, there is a nun-killing movie, by the way, we should cover.
Oh, there is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's called Jesus. Bad Sister.
We should look up nun-killings. Nun.
Oh,
speaking of
like
Katy Perry,
yes?
Did you hear about the nun that Katy Perry killed?
Shut up.
Not kidding. So there was
she
some legal battle with Katy Perry and a nun.
Good.
And the nun died in court. Yes.
Yes.
She died in court. So Katy Perry killed a nun by making this nun go to court for whatever their legal battle was.
Good. Good.
Yeah. So I guess you don't want to watch American Idol, Sharla.
What a murderer. That poor nun.
Wait, so Katy Perry killed a nun?
Yeah.
Well, but
indirectly.
I love her even more.
Indirectly, she killed the nun.
I really like Katy Perry.
Just found a lot of respect.
Bon appetit, eat my pussy. Bon appetit, I kill nuns.
Bon appetit, eat my pussy. Here's my pussy.
Boner petit.
Dive-ins, whatever. Okay.
Boners, pussies, and dives.
Boners, pussies, and dives.
Guy Fieri's the worst. We don't like him.
No, he's the worst.
He hates the gays.
Oh, he does?
Even though he doesn't like gays?
Hates gays and has a lesbian sister.
I didn't
Come
know that.
On.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Fieri?
I mean, look at him. You know he
idiot.
Hates gays. No gay would let him have that
I
hair.
Thought he was gay.
Uh-oh.
There I would think
is.
He was gay.
Maybe he is, and he's just like projecting. So,
does he say that like out loud?
Well, it was a controversy. Here I am with my celebrity knowledge, and this is really
no,
what my
we
don't
know any
we
of this.
We need
this
because
yeah.
we're stupid.
Yeah. This is why I have a podcast about Lifetime movies because that is my plug. Lifetime Uncorked, plug. But
plug.
It's all about celebrities. Like it's celebrities like after they've fallen when they're on Lifetime. So I love like. Fallen celebrities. It's
yeah,
like
no,
thing.
That's I mean, yeah.
And he is one. He had a big controversy, and it kind of shut him down. But now he's back, and now he's saying he likes gays.
Ugh, because he had to. His lawyer was like, "Come on, just say
dude, just say you like gays.
Don't even smile or
you don't
say
have
it.
To fucking you don't." His lawyer is just like, "You don't have to be gay. Just like gays. They're people."
Yes.
You want me like, to suck what?
And he's like, oh, I never thought of it that way. I'm Guy Fieri.
The worst.
That sucks. Fuck that guy.
Dumb.
Well, I always had a really hard time liking him because I was extremely jealous of his job.
Yeah.
How do you get that job? You would want to be on Food Network?
Absolutely.
The job he has is pretty sweet. Just
so
eat.
Specifically his job. All he does is go to places.
Yes.
They make food that's good.
Yeah.
And he goes back in the kitchen and they show him how they make it.
He's like, oh.
And then he eats it.
Oh, no.
Fresh. And goes like, oh man, this is great.
Good job.
Oh, man. This is good deal. Oh.
Oh, what'd you do? You tossed it?
Oh, you tossed it in the bowl? It's so good.
Catch me next week. I'll be at.
I'll go to this other fucking place and do the same thing. Whoa, you make this thing a good thing. It's good, huh?
He doesn't cook at all?
No. He fucking never cooks ever.
I don't watch it because I'm gay. And I was like, he hates me, so I'm not going to watch the show. Aww. But
no, you shouldn't. But
like what you could do. You could totally do that, Drew.
Anyone
could do it. I would do it much better than him because I'd be like, I don't know. What are you doing? Let's talk about it. And I would not wear my sunglasses backwards.
Yeah.
And I would not dye my hair silver.
Oh, just the tips.
I would not do a tips.
Speaking of tips, Charlotte has beautiful blonde ombre going on
Stop
right now.
It.
Charlotte,
no,
hey,
it's
Charlotte,
just bleach.
Charlotte, you
made it's totally an ombre.
Charlotte, you made a decision.
I did make a decision
this week,
and it wasn't a small one. I've never had my hair dyed colored like this
ever.
I had the highlights maybe a long time ago.
What did your stylist say when you were like, I'm just going to start going blonde?
Here's the thing I love about my stylist is that it's a Hispanic run business. So she speaks English, but she's just like, what do you want? Okay, this? Okay.
Okay.
And then Spanish on her phone. And like, it's a very family, local. She's so great.
That's awesome. And
you don't have
like,
to like make small talk with her?
Not at all.
Amazing. No.
But she does have her daughter come in the salon and like runs around screaming whatever she wants, which is fine.
Well,
takes away from the awkwardness.
Yeah. You gotta pay it forward. Is that the term?
Yeah.
You gotta pay it.
I kind of want to go get my hair ombre'd.
Yeah, I kind of want to go there too.
A good ombre.
And I would like to hear what they're saying because I like understand Spanish, but I can't really speak
That'd
it.
That'd be great.
So I could translate
you
for
can
you.
Hear it.
Yeah, we'll go together and I'll translate for you and be like, Charlotte, they're talking about you.
No,
Charlotte,
I hope
about
not.
You. They're talking about
talking
that.
About you.
They're
Patrick.
Talking about your pussy right now.
they're not.
Yeah, that's weird. Why
bon
are they talking about
I'm a pussy. Bon appetit. I'm a pussy.
Patrick Serrano.
Yes.
How much are you fucking?
How much am I fucking?
How
I don't
much
know.
Are you fucking?
How much?
Not much right now because I should be because I'm single now, but I just had a breakup not too long ago, so, you know.
The no fuck zone?
Are
you in
like,
the no fuck zone?
I guess. I mean, I need to go get a Manzillion, so I need to
do
that.
Yeah? A what? Sorry,
it's a man Brazilian.
Does it include the balls?
Oh.
It does include the balls. Everything.
Oh, just get it all. Yeah.
I have a great guy. His name's Matt Lees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm plugging him right now.
Plug that guy.
He's in Chicago. He's awesome. He's relocating, which is why I haven't gone, because he's remodeling his place.
Oh, okay.
So once that place opens, I am going.
Boom. Nice. What's the place?
It's called Chicago Men's Grooming Parlor.
Get that groom on.
It's in Andersonville, and it's awesome. I'll do like a live stream on my Instagram.
Just do a live stream of you getting your balls waxed up.
He does the balls. He does the hole. He does the crack.
Yes.
Oh wait.
No.
It's like ass crack and sack. That's what.
Did they put it right over the asshole? Because that's my favorite part.
Have you ever gotten your nose waxed?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's like that. You like put it in there, so he like puts it on your butthole and like it's like a big thing,
like,
and then he
wax.
Just rips it off.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Wow.
And it's, I mean, you're on all fours and he just goes for it.
You're on all fours?
Yes. He's like, can you please take the position of all fours? Everyone's favorite.
I have to take my knees to my ears.
No, your lady's doing it wrong.
What?
You need to, I don't think Matt
Very
does ladies, but
It makes more sense for me, and it makes more sense for you.
But what? But we're all like, we're all people. We're all humans.
But I have.
There's more.
Your ball sack must be easier because my legs are together when they're gone back, and I feel like your ball sack would need to be like stretched.
For the sack, he has you hold it. Yes. He has you hold your dick.
Uh huh.
And then he puts the wax on the balls. On each side.
Oh.
So he'll pull, you'll pull your dick to one side, okay. You'll pull your dick to the other side. He does that. Ooh. And he does like the part underneath and then the part like right above your dick and you're like pubic bone.
Yes.
Oh boy. So
it's great.
Do you find, would it be easier, like if I got my fucking, I got the
manzillion. Yeah.
Comfortable saying
if it. If I got the manzillion, is it easier if like I just like buzz it? A little bit beforehand?
No, he does it for you. That. He does everything.
He trims, right?
He trims. Oh, he trims it. Fades it in. Like, if you have leg hair that's, like, a little too unruly, he'll fade in your leg hair, so then you're going into your manzillion.
Oh, he does a fade?
Yeah.
Does a leg hair fade?
Yes, it's awesome.
Oh, man, I
summer,
should go to this.
Everybody needs to go there for summer.
Does he come and pluck you to get the strays?
Yeah, but there are no strays because it's all hard wax. So
it's, just like,
it's that pink stuff?
Yep, the hard wax.
Another question.
Yes, this is not what I plan to talk about today, but no, I love it.
But we're talking
there
about
you
it.
There
you
go.
Yeah. There we
are. Is it like when it comes in, when it grows back?
Your hair
back
comes
in,
back, yeah.
Yeah. When it grows back, mm-hmm. Is it the worst thing on earth?
It's not. During the glory days, when it's very smooth and great, it doesn't bother me at all. Or I don't know about you, it doesn't bother me at all. Mm-mm. It's into like 2 weeks later, I'm like, ooh, what's that?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, but the hair on your like balls and stuff after you've gotten it waxed so much kind of dies.
Oh,
so
really?
It doesn't really grow back as full as it was.
No, it's very fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I might consider that.
It's worth the investment.
Because I got a lot of hair down there and
do
I don't like
more?
It. I don't want it down there.
So the weird thing about getting waxed is so your body is confused that it doesn't have the hair. So it produces more sweat like the first day or two because it's trying to like temperature
what's
the down
on?
There region.
Oh, wow.
And Matt Lees, he's like, don't be freaked out. You're just going to be a little slick for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, just know that because the first time you get waxed, you're like, what is going to happen?
What's going
but
on?
But really, just pop like 3 Tylenol, Drew, 2 mm-hmm. times because you have to get your acid levels down
okay.
and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It does not hurt. I have a high pain tolerance, I guess. 2 heart surgeries. But
I mean, this motherfucker's had 2 heart surgeries.
Damn.
I'm basically a robot at this point,
yes.
So I feel nothing. But if you take 3 Tylenol, 2 Tums, you'll be good to go.
Do it, Drew, and come back and report.
You should.
Man, I will. I like that idea.
Do it.
I think I'm going to get
if
my
you
fucking,
do it,
I
will pay for it for you as like a present.
Really?
I will.
Yes. And I will be there with the recorder.
If you really want to do it, I will literally
no
pay
shit.
For you to do it. I'm not shitting you.
I will take you up on that.
Okay, fine. Because
I will do that.
I love it so much.
It's worth it to do it once.
Yes.
And also, you know, you need a little manscaping. You need to just get it taken
No, I like to manscape. I like to do a little manscaping. I mean, I got a beard.
Yeah.
Like right now, I haven't, you know, scaped. I haven't scaped like mm-hmm. but you know, I will.
It's nice to have someone else worry about it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God. And who knows how to,
and he's,
fucking, there you go. Get
he's
rid
got
of that.
The gift of gab. He'll talk to you about whatever. We talk about
yes.
Jane Fonda all the time because he loves Jane Fonda. He's just a little guy. He's the
I
best.
Love it.
That's great.
The
okay.
best.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
So
that's great.
I'm excited for you, Drew.
I'm very excited about it. Also, scared a little.
Oh, well, you should a little. I mean,
I'm a little scared because of the pain thing.
But the Tylenol.
But I don't know.
You're
yeah.
Fine.
I'll just like.
You'll it's
be fine.
Over so soon.
I'll just get drunk.
Here you go.
I'll just get super fucking
I'll
drunk.
Do it after.
True. I would just get drunk after.
I mean, and after.
You shouldn't drink and take Tylenol, though. It's bad for your liver.
No,
it
I'm
is.
Not going to take Tylenol. I can't.
Oh,
I guess
just
you could
drink.
Take ibuprofen.
Yeah, ibuprofen.
Just drink.
And I'm just going to drink.
Just drink before, during, after.
Great.
It's fine.
Before, during, after. It's fine. Everything's fine. That's
so
great.
Glad we talked about this. I didn't realize.
Me too. I'm really.
It's a big
I'm
thing.
Glad.
I'm
and
glad.
And it's not just the gays. Like everybody does
no,
it. So
of course.
I'm making my husband do it ASAP.
Yeah.
Oh, he should do it too.
Yeah.
he wants his asshole licked, like I... No, I'm just kidding.
If that guy wants his asshole licked, like he wants his asshole licked, he's going to need to fucking get...
You don't want to lick a hairy asshole.
No. I mean, he
needs to get his
shit
together.
Yes. Mm-mm. Guys, should we get on our topic?
Yes, Charlotte. Yes. What the fuck are we doing?
It's a pretty good segue. Yeah. I mean, it's not perfect, but today I want to talk about fucking sex toys. Sex toys.
Sex toys?
Toys.
Oh, yes.
Patrick,
okay.
Do you insert toys?
I thought you said sex Tonys, and I was like, there's awards for sex?
Oh, but the dreams. Oh,
there probably is.
Sex toys? Well, yes. There are sex toys that should happen. Right?
Yeah. Well, there's porn awards.
Ah.
That's a different episode.
Yes. The Grabbies is the gay one.
The Grabbies?
The Grabbies is one.
That's so cute.
That's fun.
It actually is probably happening soon because it's the end of May is IML, and then there's the Grabbies, which are, they coincide with each other.
Oh, okay.
So.
Which is where I've gotten sex toys from.
Oh,
going
okay.
to the awards.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got a... I think it's called like a something willy, like a wiggly willy.
A wiggly
willy.
Getting a wiggly willy.
And it's for lesbians. It's like a floppy dick.
Uh-huh.
And you put it in your pants like stuff when they want to be like drag kings.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. And then you get like, you know, like little like butt plugs and stuff like that.
Cute.
Yeah.
Whatever. Cock rings.
Cute. Cock rings.
Cock rings.
Cock rings.
Whatever.
Cock rings. Cock rings.
Come and get your cock ring.
Yep. Gotta have a cock ring.
Any, you have a cock ring?
Any
yes.
cock will do.
I'm a man in my 30s. Every man in their 30s should have a cock ring.
Drew?
I don't have a cock ring.
Patrick, will you buy his first cock ring?
Sure. Do you want a metal one or a plastic one or a glow in
the
dark
purpose?
One?
Define the purpose and pleasure of a cock ring.
Yeah, what
well, some people wear cock rings just to, like, make their dicks, like, look bigger, like, in pants type of thing. Like, they go out at night to the club, and they just have a cock ring on to, like, kind of just keep
like...
that blood in there and, like, make it big.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
A big package.
Yeah.
Or in sex, you're using it to just kind of, like, last longer and, like, stay harder because
cool.
you're holding all that blood in there.
Oh,
in the,
it, yeah,
the
just,
dick.
Like, it just squeezes. Does it go up? It goes up, like, behind your balls and then...
Yep, it wraps around the whole thing and
uh-huh.
it's very tight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And just keeps it there, just
keeps you going.
Keeps it
veiny and ready to go.
Veiny.
Yeah. Very veiny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, maybe I need a cock ring.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You need to get your balls waxed and a cock ring.
Oh, we're going
to
start a list.
Yeah.
Great.
This is Drew's like makeover summer.
I love it. No one will be able to tell unless you listen to this podcast.
It's all very like you know, on the down low.
I love
it.
It's
all on the down low. No one listens to
and they don't
this,
need
so
well they don't we need don't. To know what's going on.
Yeah.
No. I've never talked about a cock ring before.
I love this.
This is great.
Okay. I'm gonna step into the world of dildos. Mm-hmm. How many can you list right now types of dildos?
Like, what do you mean?
An example would be like a silicone dildo and a glass dildo. How many others do you think you could list?
Well, a vibrator, right?
Sure, a vibrating dildo.
A double-sided dildo?
Double.
Mm-hmm.
Ass to ass.
Ass to ass.
My favorite.
From Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
Your favorite scene?
My favorite scene.
Ass.
Let me be a prostitute getting double dildo. Can I wait?
I'll get that cocaine.
And I don't even need to do heroin. I'll just do it. It's fun.
Yeah, I'll just do it for fun. I don't need your drugs.
That's hilarious.
Yes, double-sided... glow in the dark, maybe.
Glow in the dark. Yes.
They have the kind where you can make it in the shape of your penis.
Yes.
Your own penis?
Yeah.
That's
so you could get fucked
like
by...
a make your own willy or something?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
that's
like
exactly
it. My friend Rich did that.
They should call it fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck
yes,
yourself.
But you have to stay hard while you have the mold over your penis, like the whole time.
How do you. Oh, cock ring. That's how you do it.
A cock ring, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Guys, what a learning process.
All comes back around.
This is great. I love
large dildos.
Oh, like
you
big,
guys.
Big black dildos?
Like big
you,
old
but
big old black
you guys,
dildos.
On Amazon,
mm-hmm.
there is for sale a 3-foot black dildo,
mm-hmm.
and it has 26 reviews.
26?
Can
That's
you
it.
Can you please, for me...
What are you asking?
Read those reviews.
Right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Best
Please.
Dildo I've ever... 3 feet of fun. What do you need 3 feet for?
Do you need to see a picture?
For?
Sure. Here it is.
Okay.
Whoa, it's as big as her.
Yeah. It's a big one.
No one can
there's
put
no
that in
the... way.
How much do you... I'm sorry. There's only 10 reviews. It is in stock. How much do you think it is?
$500.
I'm going to say 200.
Sit on your ball sack right now and choke yourself. It's $974.
Okay, it's $1,000.
It's $1,000.
Yeah.
Here's a suggestion from Don.
Okay.
All the guys at a party could jack off covering it with cum, and then the girls could participate in licking it clean.
Ew.
That's not a review. That's a suggestion.
What party is he going to?
I don't know.
That was Don?
Yeah, it was Don.
Good job, Don.
Yeah. Who wants to ride cold cum on an object? Come on, Don.
It's like the worst rainbow party I've ever heard of. So what you, like, we're all gonna come on this big ass dick and then lick it off.
You're like, yeah, look at that.
Penis gave it 5 stars and said, "Made me come. I like penis."
Great review. Great review. I'm going to review this podcast with that quote.
Yes, please.
Say it again so I can remember. Penis, I like penis. It made me come.
Penis. Don't forget the 5 stars. Made me come. I like penis.
Okay. I like penis.
There you go. Look for it tomorrow.
Penis. Because his name was penis. Like, he put his name as penis mm-hmm. on it. Oh, that's brilliant.
This is from When Dad's Coming Home. UMMING.
Mm-hmm.
1 star, not big enough. Even this giant novelty penis is not big enough to fill the emptiness inside of me.
Amazing.
I know that's a bit, but it's perfect.
It's fine with me.
Good job. Good job when daddy comes home. Good job. God damn it. That's fucking great.
Yeah. So that's one of the large dildos. Realistic dildos,
mm-hmm.
which has the balls. Porn star modeled, which is kind of like the do-it-yourself, but with porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
Black has its own category. G-spot, anal, glass, silicone, suction cup.
Oh.
Double-ended. Okay. SNS.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Harness, mm-hmm. strapless. This is one of my favorites in porn that I've seen that's just funny to watch, is ejaculating dildos.
Oh, yeah.
What is that ejaculating?
It's just like something.
It looks very good.
Something you put in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoop.
It's like a baby doll that pees her, uh-huh. pees her diaper.
Exactly.
I have a picture of a squirting.
It's like, me potty doll. me potty diaper doll. Oh,
but look at the strength on it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is, whoa.
It just streams Blast. Out.
I don't know what it is. Hot mayonnaise? Who knows?
Did you say you saw that in a porn?
Yeah.
Do you watch a lot of porn?
I watch a lot of porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we used to do porn Sundays in college and watch porn on Sundays.
With a bunch of people.
So if you guys want to bring that back, I will come over on Sundays and watch porn.
Are we all in our 30s? Great. We need to bring back porn Sundays.
Porn Sundays.
That's how I know who Jenna Jameson is. She's probably like the most pussy I've seen is her pussy.
That's hilarious. You gotta stay relevant.
I mean, that's probably the most pussy too that I've seen.
She's good. She's a good actress.
She's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's also in a Lifetime movie.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's actually gone into acting.
Yeah. She's good. Yeah.
What?
She was good. Like
what?
Yeah. Jenna Jameson.
She's good actress.
An
God
actress.
Bless her.
She's
what
been through
career.
Some shit, man. She knows how to. She knows how to act.
She knows how to act like she likes probably, like all these porn.
She was
Thanks.
Probably an actress and then moved to L.A.
Oh, and they were like, come do this
actress.
Movie.
Like, why don't you do porn instead? And she's like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'll do porn too.
Yeah, that's cool. How much? Oh, of course,
yeah.
I will.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah,
that's no problem. I just get fucked a lot and I get paid a lot. Easy. And then, but then she's like, you know what? I'm going to go back to my roots.
I'm over this. I'm over it.
I'm Jenna Jameson.
I'm going to go back to what I know.
And I'm going to go back to my roots. Real acting.
She's like doing Shakespeare and shit.
In the theater.
And she's brilliant. People yeah. are crying at her performances.
I'm like, man, this is who is this woman? Jenna Jameson?
She's I kind of want to look her up and see what she looks like now. I'm going to look her up.
Do
she probably,
it.
She probably looks fine.
Horse dildos. They're realistic horse dicks.
Well, I mean,
they're 18 inches. Who's got the time?
You gotta fuck them horses sometimes.
You gotta fuck a horse sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta fuck a horse.
I don't get that.
The plow?
The plow? Oh, yeah. Lord. Just what's the machine. That? Oh, the thing that's just like, wheel, 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 yeah. Wheel. Yeah.
Well.
Yep.
Sexy sadist cock ring.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Disposable canned vagina. This was fun. They look like beer cans or soda cans, but there's like a slit.
Oh, yep. That's fun. And look then at you that. Throw
it away. A pussy pocket.
Yeah.
They've got buttholes of those too. It's called a fleshlight.
Yes.
Yeah, they got fleshlights for.
They have fleshlights for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, fleshlight for everybody.
Buttholes, mouths. I had one once. You have to wash it after you use that.
Well, yeah, fleshlight. Fleshlights are the.
Yeah, but my friend Rich, who I've name dropped twice now. Sorry, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
It's fine.
He didn't wash his, and he was like going to go to use it, and it was like so gross. He was just like boner. Meltdown.
He threw it away.
He threw it away.
How did he? He looked inside of it and saw.
I hope so.
Was there like a mouth? I feel like maybe you like hole on the rim.
Right. Exactly.
Like how long? What?
Well, because you just like fuck it until you come in it.
Yeah.
And then if you don't clean out the cum, it's gonna turn into mold.
Right.
So he probably tried to fuck it again and was like, "Yeah, this smells weird."
What kind of mold? Yeah. Oh, what kind of mold comes from cum?
Oh, there's a story on Reddit. This boy was like, there's a space between his bed and the wall, and he would jack up every night and cum between the bed and the wall, and it would kind of like drip down the wall into the carpet. Never thought of it because he never saw it until his mom was like, honey, we're selling the home, and we need to repaint your room. Let's move the furniture out. We got to take the carpet up, and we're redoing the whole room. And he's like, nah, mom.
He's like, nah, that's cool.
Move aside.
No, don't do that.
Come on. We got to get this room painted.
Oh, no, this place, this area is good.
Well, I'm going to move the bed now. Screech.
No.
And he said, like, the smell when they took up the carpet and the mold and the color, the discoloration.
Oh,
it was like
God.
Years of him secretly coming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Yes. There's so much cum. Like, years?
Like, I don't know how you learn this, like, when you're a young man, but you learn to, like, wipe up your cum and, like, clean it up.
No, you clean you
like you get a up. Tissue you, or you put a sock over your dick or whatever you're doing.
You make it like it's a crime scene. You clean that shit up.
Yes. You don't just come on a wall between your bed and
don't.
Come on a wall?
That's rude.
Right.
How rude. Have respect for your house.
You're gonna be polite in any sense.
That's
be
a fucking respect
with your
kid.
Cum.
Oh my God, that's
have some respect.
Jeez.
Yeah. You like
when you get your own house, then you can come on your wall.
He single-handedly just like fucking lowered the value of the home.
Yes.
By just jizzing every night.
Imagine like a young couple coming in. They're like, what happened here? Did someone murder someone or die? Like, no, he just cummed all over the wall like a little shit.
No, it was just a dude that just figured out how to come and then did it every fucking night.
And thought that it just went away.
For 20 years.
No! Oh!
Like, we'll take it.
Well, we'll take it.
Well,
but,
we'll take it.
But we will.
We're having a sex party with a big dick, and we're going to come on it, and then all the girls are going to lick it off. No.
Ever heard of a goo goblin granny?
No.
Have I?
It's I guess it's a sex doll. A sagging septuagenarian. What? A sagging doll.
A saggy, like, and doll
has,
that you fuck? Like a,
yes. And what? You can remove her dentures.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? What?
It's a sex doll, but it's in the shape of a saggy grandma.
Oh.
But that's like a thing, like gentrophiliac, I think is like what it's called, or gentrophilia.
Yeah.
Where you're into that? Like old people. Like, yeah.
What about them, though?
You just love old people. You think they're hot.
They're so cute.
They're so fun.
Harmless.
Oh.
Yeah.
Old people. Oh, my God.
I could never understand it.
No. Nope.
No, but it is like totally a thing. I saw a movie one time on Netflix, maybe, about a young man who falls in love with like an old
man. I saw
man.
That.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I don't know what it's called, but I was like, this is weird. Like,
yeah.
But they were like, what? He was like hot and heavy for this old man. You saw it on Netflix.
Yes,
yeah.
I did. I thought it was a joke.
No. They presented it like it was like a romance.
I think you're right.
And I was like, I'm not understanding this.
No,
that's
not a romance thing.
It was weird.
That's super weird.
And look, my last boyfriend was 10 years younger than me, but that's just 10 years, not like
that's
50.
10.
But he's younger than you. True. Look.
I'm a cougar. No, hello. I'm not. I'm not a cougar. I'm not a daddy.
No, you're like a leopard.
A leopard?
I like that. He's really like sweet.
A leopard who found my spots.
You're more like a leopard than a cougar.
Do you guys like Enema Piss rubber pants?
Enema Piss rubber pants?
They're leather pants. Uh-huh. You pee into a cup, and it goes down a hose, and it stores your urine that's strapped to your outer leg.
Yep.
That's hot.
I've had an enema.
I mean, that's
once. Not an enema. What's it called? What's that called when they put like a thing in your dick to like so you don't like pee?
Sounding?
Your pants? Isn't an enema?
No.
No.
Not for pee pee.
A catheter?
A catheter.
There it is.
Oh yeah.
I've had that.
How's that?
Fine.
Unpleasant.
But when they take it out, my dick got so bruised.
Why?
And it was like black, and I was like, "Is my dick ever gonna not be black?
Is my dick?
Is my dick always gonna be this color?" It stayed a little shades darker than it used to be.
Weird. A black on the inside?
Wait, they,
or the whole thing?
They bruised your dick when they pulled out your catheter?
Yeah, after one of my heart surgeries.
Oh,
it was
Patrick.
Bad.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, my dick will never be the same.
My dick
will never be the same.
But it's fine.
But then you're like, oh, wait. It's bigger.
It's bigger and great.
It's
no,
bigger
I'm
better
very
than
average.
Ever.
Look at my hands. You can, if you look at a man's hands, you can see what their dick is. Give me your hand.
Kay.
See? Drew's fat and long. Mine's long and skinny.
Oh, I didn't.
No,
oh, I didn't
don't
know
make
that.
Me stare at man's hands all the time.
You will notice men's hands,
no,
and it is a good indicator of what their dicks are. Look at the thickness of their fingers, and then look at the length of their fingers compared to their hand.
No.
Yeah.
No,
not the palm. The palm has nothing to do with it. It's your fingers.
It's your fingers. I didn't know that.
I'm not shaking hands.
But I mean,
I've had lots of gay, not lots of gay lovers, but you know. A handful,
but
sure.
You have seen. I'll go.
I've
with
seen
your
more
thing.
Hands and
You've
penises.
Seen more hands, and related to penises than I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, I can't argue with that because I can't.
And it used to be a thing that I did at like gay bars and stuff, or like just gay parties. Mm-hmm. I would be like, "Let me see your hands," and then I'd be like, "Let me see your dick,"
and then let me see your dick though.
But I would
like,
never do anything. I would just be like, okay, now I know.
Cool.
It's like research.
So you just checked out enough?
You just did research.
I'm like April O'Neil of dicks.
Yes. Oh, what a talent. What a skill.
You're the April O'Neil of dicks.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to touch that dick. I just want to see it. See your hand.
See it. I'm
doing some research.
A reporter.
I'm going to shake your hand and I'm going to put your hand in my mouth and I'm going to shake
it. Right.
And then, and then I'm going to go back to four turtle teenagers
and see their hand to dick ratio.
They only have three fingers. Yikes.
And let them do
their dicks
whatever.
Are weird. Their dicks are weird.
Guys,
their dicks are weird.
Pogo stick for two. Those things on the left side and the right side, you put a dildo on.
Oh, okay.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But do you have to hop? That would be a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
on
it
your...
looks like you have to. There's
yeah,
a
you
spring
hop.
In there.
That'd be a pressure spring. On your.
A lot of pressure in
downtown. That would hurt.
A lot of pressure in your butthole.
Have you ever done the cum? What? Where do you look at it? Porn at?
I look at Pornhub.
Do you ever do their challenges?
Oh, they have challenges like
yeah,
jerk
like,
off 10 times in a day or something.
Well, it's like here's something. Don't touch yourself. Don't touch it. Don't. Okay, jack off. Don't touch yourself.
Oh
and
yeah,
cum.
It's
it like it gives you instructions.
I forget what it's
what?
Called. It's like a
what's this?
It's like...
Look, I watch Pornhub myself, too. What are you talking about, though?
It's like you
cum
train
challenges.
Yourself. Yeah, you train yourself to last longer by, like... Or it's called edging. So you get close to the edge of coming.
Edging.
Yeah.
You
noted.
You get close to the edge of coming, and then you back off. You stop. You get so
you
close you're going to come,
mm-hmm.
you just, like, stop touching your dick. And then you, like, take a breath, and then you do it again and again and again. And then you're supposed to last longer.
And then the orgasm
it's
is
a,
like, ha,
it's a genre of porn. They'll tie guys up in gay porn. They'll tie guys up. I'm not into this. I just have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll jerk you off and not let you come, jerk you off and not let you come. So the guy's like, please let me come. Please let me come. This is driving me crazy. Just let me come.
No, stop it. Please.
Yeah. And then they finally come. And since they're tied up, then they keep jerking them off. You know, like after you like come, you're like, all right, I'm done.
You're like, I'm done. Like, get off me. There's like, stop, ow, stop. Ow,
yeah.
Ow,
yes.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
It's like painful, but they like it, but they don't like it. And ooh, it's like, oh,
like
this
tickling.
Is so weird. Yes. It's like tickling porn.
Wow.
Did you ever watch that Tickle documentary on HBO?
No.
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I just, it's in my queue.
Okay.
No, it's kind of.
It's weird. It's like a fetish.
Ew.
No, it's, that's, that's a whole, that would be a whole episode.
Of tickling? Whole not for safe.
Of like.
Coming soon, tickling episode.
I can't
tickling.
Wait.
Yeah.
Guys, would you ever jack off with this on your hand?
What the fuck?
It's like
is
someone
that?
Describe this to the audience.
Okay, so it looks like
it's a glove.
It's a glove, and it has. It looks like a porcupine.
But they must not be sharp. Glove. They must be like latexy.
Yeah, latexy.
Latexy texture.
Yeah, it's like a rubber glove.
It looks like a fish almost.
It's like,
or like a coral
like
reef.
It looks like a puffer fish, or yeah, it looks like fire coral.
Yeah.
Glove. But probably softer.
It's only $8.
They have a lot of stuff like that.
It's only $8. Get it.
On sex. Do you guys ever go to like Pleasure Chest or anything like that?
Yeah. No, I don't. I really. I'm old fashioned.
Yeah.
You know.
You should go. It's fun.
After you get your balls waxed, just go.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll get my balls.
Well,
I'll get my whole area waxed.
Yeah.
And then go to Pleasure Chest and be like,
every time I get my mandillion, I text my friend Rich, who now this is the third time I've talked about
Hello,
him. But
Rich.
I'm like, I've got my gay superpowers back. I'm ready to go.
Yes.
You just feel so empowered. You feel great. You're like, yeah, I could fucking do anything. I just did that. And like, no one knows that I have this manscaped and, you know, my butthole is smooth as a baby.
But I know.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
And you're going to feel a little freaky. You're going to be like, yeah, I feel freaky. I want to show people my goodies now.
I want to get weird.
And okay. I have, like, I've been at parties when I'm like, hey, I got my manzillion today. Anyone want to see? And I take them to the bathroom and I just show them. So maybe at our podcast potluck.
I hope so. Let's all get clean so we can show each other our
like,
gooches.
Guys, do you guys want to see it? It's like, yeah.
I feel like everyone in our podcast network would be like, yes. You know what I mean?
Oh, anyone.
There's no prude. Yeah. There's like, no prude. Because
I'm trying to think through. No, yeah, you're right.
There is no prude.
The only one I hung up on was Chris from Inferior Men.
He'd be curious.
But he would be like, no, I want to see that shit. I think he'd be like, no, what's going on?
He's got that business brain where he wants to know
what's going on. Like, how
now, how do we get
happening?
The six-month-old babies?
Jonalee said she'd come and babysit, so.
No, waxed.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, waxed, though.
You know, I don't think baby waxing is a thing. We should probably start that or, like, you know.
You want your baby to be sexy? Babies. Get started.
When babies are first born, they're so hairy and gross. Just wax that baby.
Wax that fucking thing that's not a person yet. It will be. It's not a person
That baby needs
yet.
To be presentable to the world. Hello. Can't show them off.
Yep.
Here's a sex doll.
It's clear.
It's clear.
Do you want to see your jizz go everywhere? I guess this is what you.
Yeah,
fuck
I guess
in.
So. So it's just a.
It's like fucking a ghost.
It's a balloon.
Yeah.
It's fucking a balloon.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know about
it's
that.
Pretty dumb.
Where did you find these sex toys? Did you go to like
Thrillist?
Oh, okay.
Oh, just a bunch of shit.
Look at this hot lady. You can fuck. She's not hot.
Oh my God. She
Spoiler.
Looks like the.
I don't.
What's that thing with all the presidents? That mountain with all the presidents?
Mount Rushmore.
She looks like Mount Rushmore. She looks like the missing face
from
Mount Rushmore.
They should have that with Mount Rushmore.
Guys, that's look up the bored Elizabeth Moth sex doll.
Just, she's bored.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Is this from.
She's bored.
What's that Hulu show?
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Oh, you're exactly
There's sex
right.
slaves in that
like
show.
A bored, yeah. It's like a bored process. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but look
me
at the side boob.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, it does kind of look like Elizabeth Moss now that I'm seeing the face.
I know. Mm-hmm. She's so bored, but wow. Liking it, kind of.
She's like, okay.
Okay.
Have you guys seen that Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
I haven't seen it.
Yet.
I read the book. Fucked up.
No.
Fucked up.
Oh, I haven't read the book. That'd be cool.
The book's good.
You ever had an extreme ass spreader?
No. I'm not into, like, ass stuff for me.
Yeah.
People can... You don't watch... Do you watch guy porn where, like, the assholes are gigantic? Because women spread their assholes.
It scares me so much.
Yeah, I don't... I can't...
I saw an asshole turned inside out one time, like a the rosebud type of things. Yeah. But it was like so turned inside out that I was like, I'm seeing like the inside of this person, and now I'm totally done with like assholes.
Sure.
And I'm a gay man.
Wow. That must have done a number on you.
Well,
no, if you like accidentally see a certain thing when you're watching porn, just when like you're like, what is... No.
Okay, one time when I was very young, I used to download porn from the internet, okay? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I was home alone, and my parents had a computer, and
what was it, like 4:45 p.m.?
Probably. And I downloaded a video. It wasn't like you could stream it back in the day. You had to download it.
Yeah, you had to.
So I downloaded a video, and it was a woman, and she was like, no, please no, please no. And in the frame comes a gun.
Oh, you saw some fucking...
Shut up.
And her head gets blown
off. Shut up. Shut up.
Yes. And I was like... This is real. This is, I think I saw somebody's head get blown off. Like, it's not an effect. I think this is
like you,
because it was the dark days of the internet.
It was like smut, like for real smut.
No.
And I was making pasta, and I had to like go up and like eat my pasta, but it was red sauce. And I was like, that woman died. That woman died. I should tell someone, but I can't tell anyone I downloaded porn.
No.
And I was like maybe 13 or 14. It was so traumatizing. So then I hated women, and or I didn't like women anymore, and now I'm gay. And
that
that's why.
That made you gay.
That video and Paula Abdul.
That would have made me gay.
That right. is
not Paula Abdul.
Terrifying.
Isn't that scary? And to this day, I don't know if it was real or not.
Oh, Patrick.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
That's so fucked.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't real.
Who knows? Dark days, though.
I mean, those were dark days.
I mean, it was the late 90s. So I'm like, did they even have special effects like that back in the day? To put it online of just a woman like crying like, no, don't do it. And then she died. Her head blown off.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Where's the camera? What is the whole setup? Do you want to relive it or no?
I already have. Okay. It was straight on. And like the gun just comes into frame up against her temple and then blows her head off.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Looked legit to me.
Does her head blow off, or does it look like she got shot in the head?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Good.
I just know that I was like, whoa. I was ready to go for some Bellamy porn.
Yes.
That's the Polish porn that was popular back in the 90s.
Bellamy porn.
Bellamy, uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised
dicks. And that was like my thing. I was like, gotta nab a Polish man, and then I did.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams do come true, everyone. Oh, wait,
so,
no, that... That didn't make you... That just made you more gay. Didn't make you gay.
No, I've always been... gay is not a thing that
it's
just happens.
It's not a thing that
gay
just
is not,
happens.
It's not nurture, it's
but
nature.
But you jumped right in that gay bed and pulled those sheets right over your head and never looked back.
Oh, yeah. So I was probably just like eating my pasta in bed, just crying. I was a very sensitive kid, too. I still am sensitive.
You're a sensitive guy.
Well, that's why we love you.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to want to...
God,
and you wanted to get off, too. You weren't just like, I'll browse the internet because I'm bored.
Yeah,
like,
you're ready to...
I had like a crazy porn thing like when I was like probably like 13, 12 to like 15,
mm-hmm.
16.
Mm-hmm. And then
could like buy porn and then you're like, oh, I guess I don't care as much.
Yeah, and then you get... Yeah, then when you could actually just be like, oh,
I get it.
Whatever I want.
Yeah.
Porn's on. It's just like, yeah, it's just a normal thing.
It's everywhere all the time.
Yes.
Have you ever done the VR headset porn?
I don't think I've done VR headset anything.
It's very fun. You can put yourself in
it's
the place of
pretty
a
cool
receiver.
Yeah.
So it's like POV porn,
but in 3D and you can look around and shit. It's pretty cool.
It's fun.
I'd rather just have a person there.
Oh, yeah. But also, it just is like, well, I'm not going to... This isn't going to happen never.
If I'm going to watch porn, I just want to watch like the best part with like hot people that I'm like attracted to and just get it done. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not going to just be like there all day, just like jerking off all day. I got things to do.
Oh, yeah. No, this doesn't take that long.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing as watching
porn. I feel like
if
I'm in a virtual world, I'd like want to pleasure that my virtual friend and
nah.
like
no.
Okay.
They don't set it up like that.
No. They're just like, hey, you with the VR on.
Oh.
You like porn?
You like, here we go.
Oh, I'd be like trying to like blow them and like kiss them and like, what do you like? And
no.
Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah. you don't have to worry about that.
I think I get off more on like giving other people pleasure than like myself.
No, that's great. That's great.
Interesting. That's I enjoy watching people get pleasured.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the watcher than the giver or the receiver.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's cool. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that though. So I think I might like that too.
Yeah, I've never done that either. But maybe. Huh. Nah, I'd rather give it. Learning. I'd rather get it.
You'd rather get it?
Nah, just get it.
Yeah, give it. Get
it over here.
Just give it to me. I got waxed, and now I'm ready to go.
Get it on over here. I got waxed and stuff.
There you go.
My balls are waxed. My asshole's waxed.
Who wouldn't give it at that point?
Who's next?
It's like, it's a line. It's a line ready to get to Drewtown.
Who wants to go to Drewtown?
Oh
boy.
We're 40 minutes deep and yeah, I'm good. I'm done. We talked about so much.
I know, we really did.
This is great.
This
though.
Is very great.
It's very fun.
Uh-huh.
I
knew sex toys would be so much.
I want. So Patrick.
Yes.
We have a segment now.
Cool.
That is called Everything is garbage and nothing matters. Yeah.
No, nothing matters.
I like it.
In this segment, I have found some gorgeous news articles that prove that everything is garbage and nothing matters in the world.
Okay.
This episode and this segment is Florida is garbage. Ugh. And nothing matters.
Yay.
Very true.
So, because a lot of these are just Florida. I realized like after I got through a bunch of this stuff, it was like, oh, it was Florida. Oh, it was Tampa.
Any
oh,
story you hear that's crazy is Florida.
Of right. course.
So I have a few of these. A lot of these they sound like they're the Onion.
Right.
But they're not. They're real.
They're real stories.
Yeah, they're real stories. Give me a second.
You got it. Downloading the stories about Florida. And people from Florida, like a lot of snowbirds come from Chicago to Florida. Like they fly from Chicago, they go to Florida for the winter, and then they come back.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other people.
Well.
That's why Golden Girls are a thing.
Sure.
That's why.
It's true.
So.
Oh God, I'm scared.
Okay. Oh. Well, some of these articles shouldn't be news. So that's also part of it.
What is your source?
So it's not just, well, and it's like USA Today.
Oh, okay.
Like they're real.
They're real sources. They're just crazy things. News.
They're just news that either shouldn't be news or they are. And it just seems.
Yeah.
It seems weird. This is the headline. Man accused of driving lawnmower drunk, cutting someone else's grass.
You jerk.
Hey, that's nice.
I feel like it's a nice thing.
Probably got drunk and was like, I want to go cut my friend's grass. Or, you know, they need to cut their grass.
Or they just forgot where their lawn is.
Carol, I'm gonna get on the machine and go ride around.
I'm gonna ride the mower. I'm gonna mow the lawn.
It's almost dark out, and I know it's nice out, but please get home safe.
No, I'm gonna mow the lawn.
Well, don't...
I'm going to mow the lawn. Look at me in the eyes.
I see you.
I'm going to mow the lawn.
All right. Well, don't be out too long.
I'll be out as long as I need to be to mow my own lawn.
Jeremiah.
On my land.
Fine.
And then they shoot guns into the air. Florida.
Shoot guns into the air. Florida. Yeah.
Yay.
Florida. This one just, doesn't need, I don't need to read this. Just the cops caught him. It's, they have a dash cam video of the guy just mowing other people's lawns. He was wasted. It's real fun. here's a fun one. Colorado family says dog was taken and then returned high.
Can dogs get high off weed?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Who
it's
cares?
Like cats.
Oh,
with
no, they can.
Catnip.
Cats can get high too on weed. All of us mammals. If you're a mammal, you can get high on weed.
So a dolphin?
Yeah, a dolphin.
Oh, I would hang out with that.
A high dolphin?
Yeah. I think dolphins get high, though. Like, they do weird shit.
Oh, they find things to get high on?
Yeah, they probably know what... They probably know some fucking nasty drugs in the ocean.
Yeah,
like, there's like some kind more. Of, like... There's some sort of... there's some kelp. There's a certain kind of kelp
specific.
That just fucking... And you eat that kelp. You just get that kelp. And you just fucking...
Score that kelp. Yeah.
Kelp.
So this was in Colorado Springs, where I just was.
Early. Yeah.
This is where I'm from, or my mom lives. Laura Thompson of Colorado Springs was watching her daughter's dog, but after leaving the dog outside for a bit and coming back, the dog was gone. Oh. She told CBS... affiliate.
She
so
told
that
CBS.
She told the news.
CBS.
She told
she
the
tweeted
news,
them probably.
That she got on Facebook, posted everywhere we could, Humane Society, Craigslist, and made posters, blah, 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 around the neighborhood. The dog was returned to the family's front porch early the next morning, and the Thompsons counted their blessings. But their relief was short lived. When the dog started having seizures.
Oh, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So this is not... The dog was not high.
Well, because you don't get seizures.
That's not... And no. Actually, they... Actually, THC actually has been used to...
Yeah,
stop
prevent
seizures.
Stop.
I don't know if it actually does. His eyes were rolled up into the back of his head and they were wide open. Said Aiden, the dog's owner, following an emergency trip to the veterinarian's office. The dog had been given, she said that the dog had been given a fucking marijuana overdose.
Come on.
A marijuana edible and was experiencing a THC overdose.
Is that possible?
No.
Nope. You cannot overdose from THC.
Whenever I'm too high, I'm always like, okay, in 60 minutes, if I'm feeling this way, I'm going to go to the ER. And then after 60 minutes happens, I'm like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, and
you know what I mean?
Like, you could have a panic attack, right? But that's not, I mean, that's your mental shit. It's
and
not,
can a dog have a panic attack? No.
Yeah. Dogs can have a panic attack?
Oh, they can?
Probably. I don't know. No, I
feel like dogs don't have feelings.
They were probably seeing like the dog being like, I don't want to be around anyone right now. Like, I'm so high. I just need to fucking go to sleep. I just want to play some video games and go to sleep.
Just leave me alone.
Just want to eat some like bacon.
I don't
want
to talk
bites.
To anybody.
Yes.
I don't want to fucking deal with any other shit. Just let me. And they're like, I mean, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Of a THC overdose.
Pick him up. Hold him. Spin him. Make him wave. Make him give you a high five. Can he sit? Can he lay down? He's high.
And the dog's like, everyone just, please just shut the fuck up. Please.
My God.
Oh, my God. He doesn't want us to talk.
His nose is dry.
That's why they took him to the vet is because he actually spoke. The dog was so high that he was just like,
oh, my God, wait, he's going to say,
can everyone please.
What?
I know this is weird. That I'm a dog and I'm talking.
But I'm really high right now.
But everyone please.
Charlie.
The fuck up.
You're talking.
Stop saying my name. Everyone stop saying my name.
I
and everyone stop crying. I need to just go to fucking sleep right now. Or I just need to deal with my thing because I'm going into some weird things right now. I'm kind of anxious and I just need to fucking...
Euthanize him!
Wait, what? No.
Euthanize it!
Do you think it's like anti-weed propaganda?
Absolutely.
Like, it's in Colorado,
oh,
right?
So Colorado Springs, right? It's split in half. This is a weird city.
Yeah.
That my mom lives in. It's split in half, literally by a highway. There's the east side of town and cool. The west side of town. The west side of town is like normal human beings that are, well, I wouldn't say normal. It's very polarized. So it's like you would say like the hippies are on the west side, closer to the mountains. They're just like more in touch with nature.
Sure.
And then the east side of the highway is a focus on the family kind of weird bullshit.
Right.
Right? The conservative weird
shit. It's Candace Cameron Bure
exactly.
Yeah.
Candace Cameron Bure is the east side of Colorado Springs.
Cammy Gabler's the
and on the west side is I'm trying to think of someone who's just, I don't know, another celebrity that's just like...
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, sure.
She's a hippie.
Yeah, Kate Hudson.
She's the other side. Chill.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Got her yoga.
Yeah. So that's kind of Colorado Springs. So I could see someone being like, our dog was taking probably the weed smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Took our dog and made him high and now he's dying of marijuana.
And the fact that CBS picked up that story, like, you guys in Colorado need more news.
Yeah, no, Colorado, nothing happens in Colorado Springs other than just, like, great things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, right. We're in Colorado, we're great.
They're like, man, someone went to the mountains today. It was fun, and it was fine.
Oh, boy.
One more. I have one more. And that's it. And then we can...
Cool.
And then we can all jack off
okay.
after this.
Great.
And stop bullshitting with the podcast, and we can all actually just jack off, which is what we actually want to do.
That's what you do when you're a guest on the podcast, I'm assuming.
Yeah. If you're a guest, you can't leave this room until you've come.
Yeah, you do have to. We have a cum jar.
Great.
Guest cum jar.
Oh!
In the boner barn. It's the boner barn. Wisconsin man.
Simple, man.
This is out of Florida. We're out of Florida now.
Okay.
Wisconsin man downs his 30th 1,000 Big Mac burger.
Yum. Love a Big Mac.
And this is news. This is Fond du Lac fucking Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Is that how you say it? Fond du Lac?
I hope so.
I don't know.
I hope so because that's how it's fucking spelled and I don't...
Fond du Lac.
I'm not a French man. This Don Gorski.
Oh, Don.
Oh, fucking Don Gorski.
Don Gorski.
Huh? Gobbled down his 30,000th. Not 30,000th.
Mm.
No, it's just one. 30,000th Big Mac on Friday at the same McDonald's where he got his first taste of the beefed up burger in 1972.
How does he know?
So since, I don't, oh, at the
like,
time.
Does he go like every Friday for like a year?
He
or
must,
every year or something like that? Like, where they know?
Every Friday he gets two.
He must. I mean, he has a McDonald's shirt in this picture.
That's
or he has, or he has like a polo or a button shirt. It has a McDonald's thing. He just must be a really big fan of McDonald's. Or he works there.
That's the only way he's been able to eat.
He probably works there. Yeah, it's like his lunch break. He's like, oh, I know, because I've worked this many days.
So, and a quote says, at the time, it was the only McDonald's in town, and I had just gotten my driver's license.
Oh, boy.
Gorski said, just prior to setting the new world record, he must have recorded it because it's a world record. Most Big Macs consumed is the world record. I'll tell you what, Gorski, Don Gorski.
Mr.
Don Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Fondle your yak.
I'll, on behalf of all of us here at the Not Safe for Work podcast, I salute you as the garbagiest garbage person so far.
What's he look like? I need to know.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to ask you before I show you what he looks like. What do you think he looks like?
He's been cutting his own hair since he was 40 with his kids' scissors from preschool.
Okay.
He's got dead eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pink. It's an open mouth smile.
Okay.
Thin neck. Larger waist. He wears khaki. He's never plucked his eyebrows. Got a C in math. What's he look like?
At least he passed math.
True.
So it doesn't show his whole body standing there. But that's, I mean, but pretty much, right?
Bless him. Okay. Bless Don.
But like you got, I don't know, like he might wear khakis and like the other things you said.
Bless
maybe.
Him.
And he's stuffing his face with a Big Mac in the picture.
But he definitely cuts his own hair.
He looks like John Lennon if John Lennon aged.
Yes.
If John Lennon aged into Paul McCartney territory.
You're right. Oh my God.
He looks
God,
like John Lennon.
He does. He looks like John. He's got that pointy nose.
Got the nose, yeah. The same glasses and like the long hair, but it's grayed.
Look that. That's actually this. You can actually, if you're at work, you can actually look
it
this up.
It is safe for work.
This is safe for work.
Oh, great.
He's not naked or anything or doesn't have anything in his butt. Well, he has.
He's got tons of hamburger.
That's a lot of hamburger stuff. But like, it's not. You don't see it. Don has a passion for Big Macs like no other, is a quote from
shut up.
But good. Hey, you know what? Fucking Gorski. Hell yeah, dude.
Fine, Don. Yeah. You know what?
And what's crazy is like he's not. You would think someone who's had 30,000 Big Macs would be a fucking monster, enormous gordo.
He's not.
But he's not. He just looks like a really weird old.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I mean, he is wearing a tie with Beatles. A denim shirt, so I've lost respect.
He has a
Beatles.
He has a Beatles haircut, but he also does look like John Lennon.
Yeah.
Kinda.
I think he is John Lennon.
I think that's.
Oh
my God! Is this John Lennon? Oh.
He just re-identified himself in Wisconsin.
Oh fuck.
No one will ever suspect these. Is that his accent?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Like, no one will ever suspect me in Wisconsin.
There it is.
I'm Don Gorski.
That's garbage.
He's garbage. And
he's a weirdo.
I salute you, Don Gorski. And I kind of envy you.
Yeah.
Kind of envy the guy.
A little bit. He definitely has to be working.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He does not.
And I wish I could get there. I wish I could get to that point. You know, when you see like people just not giving a shit and just like doing. Sometimes I get envious of it.
Patrick made a good point that his photo is him scarfing down a hamburger.
Yeah.
Didn't even try to like smile.
He's not even. Because like I think a lot of us are pretending.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not fucking Don Gorski.
Not fucking Gorski.
He's not pretending anymore.
Hell no. He doesn't have time.
There's a reporter just going into the McDonald's. He's like, I don't even want to talk to you. I'm just eating my burger. Leave me alone.
I didn't even do this to get on the world
record. How many did you... Oh, you eat here all the time? That's hilarious. What number do you think that is?
Yeah, he just threw out the number. Like, how the fuck do they know that?
Well, today, Wednesday.
Apparently, it's a record, and there's a record of it. So he has had his 30,000.
He saved every receipt he ever bought a Big Mac
to prove. Mm-hmm.
I've
so
never
you're
had
right.
a Big Mac.
He probably
so
had a more.
Yeah.
30,000. It's a lot.
God bless him.
That's 1,000 a year for 30 years, but he's probably much older than that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
From the 70s, so that's like. What?
Yeah,
almost 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck
it's respectable.
You.
Look, I've had 1,000. Even this year already, I've probably had 1,000 Big Macs.
No way.
I've had at least 1,000 tacos from Taco Bell. Already.
I wish I had
1,000 tacos from Taco Bell. Right now.
Right
and I need
now,
them in all of them.
In my fridge.
Holy shit.
God, we did it, guys.
You know what? Hey, we learned so much from you, Patrick.
Thank
Serrano.
You, Patrick. Thank you for being vulnerable and present.
Hey, guys.
Vulnerable and present and fucking, yeah, honest. God, that's all we ask.
I was nervous to be on the podcast, but.
Why would you?
I'm just, you know, 2 bottles of wine in, I'm ready to go.
Yes. Yeah.
Boom. That's all it takes to be.
That's all it takes to get your balls waxed.
It takes me 1 bottle of vodka. Some people it takes 2 bottles of wine. I don't know. It's all
take
up to
your
you.
Poison, whatever. Yeah. Whatever works. Poison. Whatever works.
Thank you so much, Patrick, for being on our
thank
show.
Thank you.
Really loved it.
We've learned so much more than we have ever learned from anyone ever, and ourselves and the internet.
Amen.
Hey, we're all here. We all have experiences with not safe for work things.
Mm. Yeah, we can all relate. Guys, don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Rate us on. Let me segue into not being shy.
We want you to get. Rate us. All right. Check it out.
Uh-oh.
This is the thing.
Challenge time.
You either just like rate us, whatever you think of the podcast. So, fine. But we want you to write a scathing review. And I mean fucking scathing.
Let us have it.
Like, let us have it. But in payment of getting all that out.
Yeah.
5 stars.
Please.
I do. Can I just real quick? We have a couple of reviews.
Yes.
That I want to
yes.
Read. They're great. They're wonderful.
They're new?
Yeah, they're new.
Yeah.
Well, this one's not new, but like we haven't read it before and it's the best.
Yes.
It's the best. This one is from, so the title is Pure Trash.
Mm-hmm. Deserved.
This one is by Simpson Sunflower. Mm-hmm. I was wondering where washed up improvisers go to die. Now I know. This podcast is awful. These people are awful. The only good thing about it is I learned how to properly kill myself, which I'll do if I have to listen to another episode. 5 stars.
Thank you so much. It resonates.
5 stars. Yeah.
5 stars. So we're winning, and thank you.
This next one, the title, Awful. Yeah. This is awful. I'm laughing and answering you back while I listen. Now people think I'm talking to myself. This is the worst enjoyment I've ever had. Boo. Sharla, get a dog. 5 stars.
I will now that you've said that. Thank you so much. Yeah.
So, it's good. Scathing.
We'll I love it. The worse the better, guys. Let us have it.
The worse the better. Do it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this garbage nonsense.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't make it this far. If you did, fuck you.
If you did, you're a fucking idiot. Hey, just remember, go fuck yourself as hard as you can.
Yeah.
With the weird thing.
With the weird thing that we mentioned before. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck
Bye.
Love
fuck you.
You.
Fuck you. Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making it killer like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, what's the sign of your destiny? Real fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone.